This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Y'all know the standard founder startup trope in this economy, right? Some young guy, because inevitably it's a dude, drops out of college, has an idea, makes a pitch to a bunch of venture capitalists, gets a bunch of money, and then boom, everybody's a billionaire. Slight exaggeration on the billionaire bit there, maybe, but the rest of it is pretty much spot on. Venture capital money in this economy goes overwhelmingly to men, leaving would-be female entrepreneurs at a structural disadvantage. Never mind women who want to start companies and who also happen to be pregnant or thinking about it. Liza Boyd covers Silicon Valley. She wrote recently in The Guardian about female founders going public with their pregnancies and forcing venture capital to adapt. Liza, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We will start with the reality, with the non-pregnant reality of women and startups and venture capital, which is that female founders get a vanishingly small fraction of venture capital money.
That is true. It's a little over 2%, according to PitchBook, and it's been that way for at least 10 years.
And what happens then to female founders who show up visibly pregnant, and they've got their deck and they're in front of the VCs, and then what happens? I mean, there's an amazing quote in your piece: I can't fund you, you're pregnant.
Yeah, so historically, women founders have been advised to not get pregnant if they're planning on fundraising, and if they are pregnant, to try to keep it on the down low. And a lot of that is because even to this day, the vast majority of investors in VC are men, and many of those are men who have wives who stay at home, women who may have been professionals, but at some point decided to leave the workforce. And so a meaningful portion of those investors are going to picture their wives and say, I can't invest in this company because this woman will kill my investment, because as soon as she has a child, she's going to leave.
Yeah. And there's a cultural component of this as well. I mean, the host of our tech show, Molly Wood, was interviewing Katrina Lake of Stitch Fix, obviously. And she tells a story, Katrina Lake does, of being in a conversation with a well-known but shall remain nameless here venture capitalist who said, yeah, you know, I take most of my pitch meetings in a hot tub. And you're like, really? You know, right? And what female founder, let alone a pregnant female founder, is going to slip into a hot tub?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a much larger conversation going on in Silicon Valley of sort of discrimination, harassment against women. But I think it even goes broader than that. In the working world in general, there has always been a bias against mothers. And again, we have to remember that for a long time, the working world was created by and for men, and none of these issues were things that were designed into the original framework of companies. Interestingly, there is beginning to be emerging evidence that says that mothers, parents, but since women tend to bear the brunt of the job of caretaking, are actually some of the most productive employees. And that's because they don't have time to waste.
You write of a bunch of women founders, pregnant or new mom women founders, who have recounted their experiences to you. And you say that the founder's mindset is shifting, right? That they don't think that they have to work, as you say, 100 hours a night to make this company work. The question, though, is what signs do you have that the venture capital mindset is shifting?
So there's some really great examples. I spoke with Rachel Carlson, who's the co-founder and CEO of Guild Education. It's a Denver company, and they've raised $70 million. Last year, she became pregnant with twins, and she was coming up on her due date. And she definitely was thinking, I'm not going to be rushing to close a Series C, because once I'm on maternity leave, I am going to be out of the equation for a certain period of time. But there was an investor in Silicon Valley who was so excited about what they were doing that he hopped on an airplane with a gift basket with two baby blankets in it and said, I am ready to sign now. This one investor wasn't looking at her baby bump. He was looking at her numbers.
So it's not quite easy yet in Silicon Valley to be a female startup founder, but it's easier, right?
I think the needle is moving, and I think there's a bunch of different reasons for that. On the venture side, you both have more women and more younger women who are themselves getting pregnant and having kids. They know it can be done. And then, you know, you're beginning to chip away at the edges on the male side with more and more men, again, looking at the numbers rather than the sort of ancillary things.
Liza Boyd lives and writes in and about Silicon Valley. Liza, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.